We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, guys? Beer here back in the Fantasy Bar with six of my favorite plays on DraftKings. A couple guys I think are underpriced. A starting pitcher that may suffer from some recency bias. And a beast of the night that's been good to us in another tremendous spot. Who are we talking about? Belly up to the Fantasy Bar and find out. Welcome in, guys. Wednesday edition, Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack. The Fantasy Bar open once again with six of my favorite plays on DraftKings for the main slate on Wednesday night. We got seven games on that slate. You got some early action. Hopefully that's going well for you, but we're here with six of my favorite plays for the night slate. Before we get to DK, guys, if you're playing on Yahoo, we have a great offer for you over there. Promo code GRINDERS30, $30 deposit on your first initial deposit over at Yahoo. Offerings are growing over there. A lot of fun. We'll do another six-pack for Yahoo later on this week, probably Friday. But tonight, let's get back over to DraftKings. But Yahoo, promo code GRINDERS30 for that $30 deposit bonus. Now, DK, let's start on the infield here tonight at shortstop with Marcus Semien, 4,200. So Semien coming in, swinging a good stick. Four multi-hit games for him now over the last seven. You see the WOBA well over 400 this season against left-handed pitching. The ISO also over 200. So getting on base, hitting for power. And Wade Miley, the numbers look decent, except for that hard contact. And I think that's going to come back to bite him in the you-know-where. 47.8% is that hard contact rate. And we know the season just started, but the road has not been good to Wade Miley so far. A couple road starts that have not gone well. Another road start here against a dangerous Oakland lineup. I like Marcus Semien atop that lineup at a weak shortstop position at 4,200. All right, let's go under 4K with some value at first base. G-Man Choi, 3,700. So we know power, 221 ISO is there for him. Slow start this season against right-handed pitching. But again, I expect him to get it going. 378 was that WOBA for him. And when you look at Mr. Hess, an absolute nightmare. You see that ISO over 250 that he gives up. And he loves to throw the fastball against left-handed hitters. Not good against Mr. Choi. 319 ISO is the number against that pitch. And Hess uses that 61% of the time against left-handed hitters. So matches up well here. Has not gone deep this season. So we're going to have a little fun here. We gave you the numbers. I think Choi gets his first home run of the night. Calling our shot here against David Hess. All right, I promised you a starting pitcher with some recency bias. Let's go to Jake Odorizzi of Minnesota at 7,700. So I think the masses, will hesitate because of that recency bias. A couple bad starts for him. Last night, Kyle Gibson was heavy chalk against this Toronto team. That did not work out. So people may pause and not go to Jake Odorizzi here. But I like going right back to the well in this matchup. And it's the same reason we like Kyle Gibson. There's a lot of strikeouts in this lineup. Eight of the projected starters have strikeout rates over 25% against right-handed pitching. You're just not going to see an entire lineup with bad strikeouts very often. So let's take advantage of it here with Jake Odorizzi. And when you go back to his first start, which was at home, 11 strikeouts against a much better Cleveland Indians team than we have here with Toronto. So a couple bad starts here, a couple bad starts on the road, coming back home, good matchup, been much better against left-handed hitters, says Odorizzi, so far this season. Add it all up, I like the spot here, and I like the strikeout potential at just 7,700. All right, back to the bats and back to the infield. Pick number four, third baseman Alex Bregman, 4,100. So this price really stood out to me. You know, a guy that should probably be near 5K. At 4,100, I'm going to be all over this all day. 244 ISO, 404 WOBA form, one of the better righty-on-righty hitters that we're going to see. Has been very productive lately, especially last night. Really put a big number on the board, but double-digit DraftKings points now in 5 of his last 10 games. And Mr. Montas, a lot of hard contact here as well for him against righties. 42% is that number. So a guy that gives up a lot of hard contact against a right-handed hitter that hits righties well at a nice $4,100 price point. What's not to love here about Alex Bregman? All right, moving on. Let's stay with Houston here. Little mini stack in the outfield with Michael Brantley, also $4,100. So another guy swinging a good stick here for the Astros. 5 multi-hit games for him over the last 9. You see that WOBA at 375 against right-handed pitching since the start of 2018. Also a 40% hard contact rate, which leads the Astros starters in that department. We talked about Montas against righties, but he's actually worse against lefties. And we mentioned hard contact with Bregman. It's 43% here against lefties. Also a 371 WOBA allowed, a 234 ISO allowed, and loves to use that sinker against left-handed hitters 56% of the time. That's his pitch of choice. 409 is the weighted OBA there for Michael Brantley against that pitch. So I love Houston. I think these bats are a little too cheap tonight, especially Michael Brantley at just 4,100. All right, it's time to take a look at my favorite play on Wednesday night. But before we do that, guys, who's your favorite play? We had a lot of great votes yesterday. Let's get some more there in the comments section. Let me hear your beast of the night. And while you're there on YouTube, guys, if you enjoy your time here in the Fantasy Bar, very simple. All I ask, take a second. You click that thumbs up button, guys. Helps us out a lot. And thank you, as always, for stopping by the bar. Now, before we shut her down, let's take a look at my favorite play. You know him as the Beast of the Night. All right, Beast time. We're going to go right back to the well on a guy that's been very good to us. Did it last night for us in this spot. We're going to have Joey Gallo, 5,300, tonight's Beast of the Night. So again, why not go back to the well? This is an absolute dream matchup for Joey Gallo, and a guy that just seems to hit home runs every night of the week. That's 5 home runs now over his last 8 games, and absolutely dominant against right-handed pitching. You're talking about a WOBA at 481 and ISO at 500. 500, let me repeat that, in the ISO department for Joey Gallo. A hard contact rate of 75% and a 21% high-value hit rate. Again, the BABIP still way down there, so these numbers could be even higher. Joey Gallo playing at an all-star level here against right-handed pitching. Hell, even took a lefty deep last night. But Matt Harvey, we know. We want to pick on him with lefties, and Texas certainly gives us a lot of guys that we can choose from. But Harvey, 530 WOBA, 429 ISO allowed, along with a 56% hard contact rate. You guys know what to do. Stack up Texas. I know this is a big price on Gallo. I know Mike Trout is right there at 5,600. I think Gallo outscores Mike Trout here tonight. Has a huge night. Easily my favorite play on DraftKings in tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that wraps up here for Wednesday in the Fantasy Bar. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, you know what to do. Hit that comment section. Also, love talking baseball with you guys over on Twitter. You can reach me at BeerMakersFan for RotoGrinders.com. I am Beer saying salut. Best of luck here tonight, guys. We'll take tomorrow off. Be back with more from the Fantasy Bar on Friday. Good luck, guys, and we'll see you back here on Friday night.
It's time to find out who's the sharpest better on the SharpSide app. We are excited to roll out SharpSide Streak Contest presented by FanDuel. All you have to do is build your streak by stringing together as many winning picks as you can, all for free on the SharpSide mobile app. Swipe as many picks as you want from a variety of player props and game lines. If you see the lock icon after you swipe, that means it's time to lock that bet in to be your favorite swiped pick. Remember, only one lock pick can be made at a given time, so choose wisely. Once that lock bet resolves, you're eligible to select another locked pick. 2 or more winning lock bets in a row, and you start your streak. The best thing of all, you can earn FanDuel credit by being the user with the longest active streak at the end of our milestone dates. We'll be giving away $2,000 in FanDuel credit all the way through May 2nd. To show how sharp you are and play for free, be sure to download the SharpSide app, available for iOS and Android. It's the SharpSide Streak Contest presented by FanDuel, and remember, you always want to be on the sharp side.
Hey, thanks for checking out our videos. If you want more expert advice on DraftKings, FanDuel, or any other daily fantasy sports, make sure you check out the current videos playlist.